India doing wonders in space sector, Prime Minister Narendra Modi in Mann Ki Baat. New Delhi, highlighting the country's strides in science and technology, Prime Minister Narendra Modi in his monthly radio broadcast Mann Ki Baat on Sunday said India is doing wonders in the solar and space sector. In the 94th episode of his Mann Ki Baat, Prime Minister said, "Our country is doing wonders in the solar sector as well as the space sector. India has placed 36 satellites in space simultaneously just a day before Diwali. With this launching, from Kashmir to Kanyakumari and from Kutch to Kohima, in the whole country, digital connectivity will be further strengthened. With the help of the satellite launch, PM said the remotest areas will be more easily connected with the rest of the country." He said, "I also remember those old days, when India was denied the cryogenic rocket technology. But the scientists of India not only developed indigenous technology but today with its help, dozens of satellites are being sent to space simultaneously. With this launch, India has emerged as a strong player in the global commercial market. With this, new doors of opportunities have also opened up for India." Prime Minister said that earlier in India the space sector was confined within the purview of government systems. Since the space sector was opened for India's youth and revolutionary changes have started coming into it. Indian industries and startups are engaged in bringing new innovations and new technologies in this field, he said. Prime Minister said the collaboration of in space is going to make a big difference in this area. Non-government companies are also getting the facility to launch their payloads and satellites through in space. PM Modi said the entire world is looking at solar energy as the future. Today, India is combining its traditional experiences with modern science. That is why, today, we have become one of the largest countries to generate electricity from solar energy. How solar energy is changing the lives of the poor and middle class of our country is also a subject of study, he added. Thank you for listening to The Organizer.